This is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Filmmaker Lee Daniels burst onto the scene in 2002 as producer of Monsters Ball. He followed that critically acclaimed film with The Woodsman, starring Kevin Bacon as a convicted child molester adjusting to life after prison. At this winter's Sundance Film Festival, Daniels took home the top prize for his latest effort called Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. He recently sat down with NPR's Allison Samuels to talk about his craft. She began by asking about his broad body of work and how he views it.
I think that cinema was really created to, as a medium for people to escape the reality. And it's become so overwhelmed with the escapism that we fail to oftentimes see the reality. And I think that through reality, we can get cured. We can cure ourselves. Each piece of work that I work on helps me to become a better man. And there's something that I learn from every project that I have worked on. So it really, doing film is therapeutic for me. It's like my own shrink.
Well, with a film like, say, The Woodsman, what the therapy of that, because that's the one that moved me, you know, as much as Precious. It was just so, you know, you feel for this person who, you know, is basically a pedophile, but you also feel for, you know, his struggle to get better. Yeah. What kind of character, what about that character sort of got to you?
Well, I think the reason originally that I did the piece was that it was so well written. It always starts with the word, and I loved the writing of the script. Mm-hmm. But I think that even deeper than that, I never understood why my mother said, when we were growing up, she would say, you can't go out, you can't spend the night at so-and-so's house. And we really were, there were six of us, and we were secluded. We really weren't able to play and spend the night out at people's houses. And I'd understand until much later, you know, that she had been touched and early in her childhood, and she was so paranoid about that for us. And I think that one out of four Americans are... babies are sexually abused, and I think that we choose to ignore it. Okay. We completely choose to ignore it. One out of four. That's a lot. That's a lot.
No, that is. You know? That definitely is. So now, when we come to the film Precious, which again will not be out till later on this year, but it has so much buzz, what about that particular character drew you in?
Just the truth of what she was about. Precious is a young lady who's 16 who's trying to read. She lives in Harlem. She's illiterate. And she's trying to read, and she's overcoming every obstacle that's thrown in her way. She's heavy set, and she's not what one would perceive, you know, here in America to be the ideal girl. And she overcomes every obstacle to learn how to read, and also she's pregnant for the second time. And she gets just about, it's about triumph. It's about hope and dreams and triumph.
When you, talking, going back to the thought we were talking about, we talk about films and you make films that are very thought-provoking. How hard does it make it from that point to actually get that film made because of sort of the themes? Is that ever...
Part of the evolution of filmmaking for me is always raising capital for film to tell that truth that people rarely want to see, like with Monsters Ball, who really wanted to see a movie about a little fat boy that's killed in an interracial story in the South and stuff. Nobody really wants to. But then we do want to see it because the numbers show opposite.
Now, this film, most of your films you've done have been, I would say, mainstream. Does this film have...
Mainstream? What do you mean mainstream?
Well, when I mean mainstream...
Mainstream? A movie about pedophiles?
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, the cast has been very...
Shadowboxer?
Well, the cast has been very mainstream. Let me just sort of say it like that. The cast has been very mainstream.
Okay.
I feel like Precious is a little more...
To the left?
Yeah. And I was wondering, you know, was that something you thought about, that this has a more African-American theme in some ways?
Right.
Or did it...
Well, it is an African-American story, but it's a universal story. I mean, that's the genius, I think, of the writing, that it affects so many people on so many different levels, you know? And that's the beauty of Precious,
That anyone can relate.
Yeah. It transcends race, gender, religion. It really does hit home because everybody's got a little Precious in all of us.
In this economic climate, Have you found it to be even more difficult?
I'm in a place right now where that I think that studios are more accepting of what it is that I have to offer. I think they're really, you know, they're getting a clue about what people want to see. And that's a great thing. It's a great thing. Studio executives are way smarter now. They really get it. They get what America wants. It's easier for me now.
To do it.
As a filmmaker, too. I mean, come on. How many times I got to do a movie?
Right. You know what I mean? Right. You've proven yourself, I think. Now, the film won the Grand Jury Prize at Sundance. What was that like for you? Because I saw it on your Facebook page. You announced it to everyone. What was that like for you?
Allison?
Yes.
I can't describe it. It was a... because... Well, the audience award was what really shocked me, because that the people spoke. And I didn't think that it would sort of play well to... I didn't know that it would play well to that sort of sector of people in Utah. Because this is an African-American sort of... Though it's a universal story, really. It was the first time testing it in that world, outside of the African-American box. And it was shocking. I was... very humbled by it, and it made me feel really great. And also, there was a camaraderie with other filmmakers that were there that had worked just as hard, and that hadn't won. So there was a unity that was there, and I felt humbled to be with such talented people.
Tyler Perry and Oprah have teamed up to distribute Precious. Is that correct?
Woohoo.
Yes, okay.
To present it. Same difference. Yeah,
okay.
To present it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Oprah obviously makes perfect sense. I mean, I totally see her being drawn into this. Tyler Perry, though, you know, has a different brand of filmmaking that seems totally opposite of yours. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say, or?
No, I think that we're all both African-American filmmakers, and I think that, you know, as with African-Americans, we're individuals, and I think that he has a different perspective than me on filmmaking, but I think we unify as filmmakers, and I think that it's a beautiful... I'm so blessed that he is, you know, he's doing this twirl for me, because oftentimes, you know, the types of cinema that I do with my voice don't reach his voice, and I think that he helped me, he hooked me up, you know, he said, come on, let me get my audience to see your work, and I think it will educate a lot of people, and I think that this movie will educate a lot of people that I wouldn't ordinarily reach because of Tyler.
Lee Daniels' new film is called Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. It recently won the Grand Jury Prize at Sundance and will be released later this year. Lee joined us from the NPR studios in New York.